I'm Stephanie Kakaris. Welcome to step one of this six-step audio series on boosting confidence. Acknowledge your gifts and talents. As I mentioned in the introduction, we should not wait for our loved ones to approve of us. It is time we took our own responsibility for our lives and boost our own self-worth. In order to do that, it's really important that you acknowledge your gifts and talents. Everyone is good at different things. We are all unique, and we all have our special qualities. It's really important that we spend more time focusing on what we are good at and what we have achieved in our lives. We spend far too much time focusing on what we don't have and what we're not good at. Have a think about where are your strengths and talents? What things in your life are you really good at? What are your special qualities about you? Perhaps you might like to ask your friends or loved ones, because sometimes it can be difficult for us to see these things for ourselves. Are you hardworking, trustworthy, generous, kind, loving? Maybe you are really compassionate, a great support to others, a good listener. These are the types of things that are most important. We really need to be careful of judging ourselves based on our material possessions or social status or achievements. The type of person you are is so much more important than what kind of car you drive or how much money you have. I have worked with some very wealthy people in my life, and many of them are very insecure. Money and material wealth is not necessarily going to help you feel better about yourself. In fact, it is important for you to start feeling better about yourself first, and this can often lead to more prosperity and more success. Because, as I mentioned in the introduction, when we are more confident, we are more likely to take risks, try something new, and generally improve our lives. Low self-esteem can really hold us back from being an amazing, incredible person, even though we are all amazing and incredible, but we don't necessarily believe that. Another thing that's really important for you to do to improve your self-esteem is to stop comparing yourself with others. There are two reasons we should not compare ourselves with others. The first reason is that we are all different. Everyone has unique strengths and weaknesses. Comparing yourself to someone else is like comparing your favorite meal with your favorite dessert. They both have special qualities, and you like them for different reasons. You would not like to eat your favorite meal morning, noon, and night, nor would you like to eat your favorite dessert every day. They both have their positives and their negatives, and comparing one with the other is not fair nor really a good idea. The other issue with comparing ourselves to others is that we generally compare ourselves to those who seem better than us. Or we look at the qualities that other people have and we don't think about what weaknesses they have. This makes us feel as if we are not as good as somebody else and we lose confidence. The truth is, you have just as many strengths as the next person, and they have just as many weaknesses as you. Improving self-confidence is about understanding that we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses, and that's part of being human. For example, one of my clients is a very quiet man. He has 4 children, adult children, and he has had to work hard as an engineer to provide for them. When his children grew up, he left his job and he wanted to do something different to help people. He is a very kind and loving person. He realized his true gift was in helping people, and he did a course to retrain to become a coach and help parents with difficult children. Now he doesn't earn a lot of money, but he is very happy and is doing something he loves. He was very good as an engineer, but he didn't love it. It didn't really fulfill him. He rents a small home near the sea and really loves his life. He has found something he is really good at, and as a result, his confidence has improved. Every now and then he finds himself comparing himself to someone who's still working full-time. They have more holidays than him. They purchase more things. They might have a better house. But then he remembers his choice, and he realizes that there are downsides to working full-time as well. So he's learnt to love his life and to love himself just the way he is. With each of the steps in this Boost Your Confidence series, I have created a task for you to do. These tasks are specially designed to help you change your mindset and integrate the learnings from each of these lessons. So the task for this first step is for you to make a list of all the things you like about yourself and things that you're good at. If you can't think of many things yourself, think about the people who love you. What would they say that they like about you? What have other people told you that you are good at? What value do you bring to your work and home life? Start off with as many things as you can think of, and then keep the list somewhere handy so that you can continue to add to it as you think of more things. Even the smaller things are important. For example, perhaps you are really good at working with children. Perhaps you are good at cooking a certain meal. Perhaps you are really good at managing your money. Really think widely about all the things that you do on a day-to-day basis and write down things that you enjoy doing, things that you're good at, and qualities that you have. This will really help transform your mind and help you to see your positive qualities. I hope you've enjoyed step one. Keep working on your list. See if you can come to 100 things. And I'll see you again in step two.